Sub Headlines.
Well, the injury bug hitting the Bruins and the Celtics. We'll start with Kyrie Irving out of tonight's game at Chicago, dealing with left knee soreness. That according to head coach Brad Stevens, saying that Irving aggravated the knee at Houston on Saturday and did not rule him out of playing Thursday night at Minnesota, so he could be out of that game as well. Now, Irving, ironically, did miss the Celtics' last game in Chicago back in December, as the Celtics lost by 23 in that game. Tip-off tonight is at 8 o'clock. We'll hear from Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell at 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As for the Bruins, Charlie McAvoy, he's been ruled out of tomorrow night's game against the Red Wings at the TD Garden, still dealing with a lower body injury. McAvoy is seen wearing a left knee brace today before the team's photo. Tuukka Rask was a late scratch against the Canadiens on Saturday, and he is likely out tomorrow night with what is described as a minor injury. Peter King of the Monday Morning Quarterback reporting contrary to an NFL Network story last week. Rob Gronkowski has not made a decision on his playing future yet and is in no hurry to do so. And the Pittsburgh Steelers expected to use their franchise tag on running back Le'Veon Bell for a second time before the deadline tomorrow. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Have a Google smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey, Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. We find out if Lout is coming back tomorrow. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
Oh.
You still don't know. Isn't the schedule on the wall? Do we have that hanging? It's right there. Hello?
I think it does say that he's back tomorrow.
So then he's back tomorrow.
He's probably listening right now. We got our questions right there.
He's probably coming home today.
Wonder where he went.
Back tomorrow? Back tomorrow. it was nice having a break from Jim. What come tomorrow? We'll be getting yelled at again.
I'll take the under.
We'll be getting yelled at again.
God, it was nice having Trent down studios with us.
That was a relief. That really was. It's like being on vacation too. Mark
it's
is
like
when
you get the substitute teacher.
Yes, it is. Mark in Watertown on Al Horford. Mark.
Hey, you guys. I was going to talk about Horford's contract. You look around the league, some of the other guys that are getting similar money, like Kyle Lowry's making 30 a year, Mike Conley, a couple of other guys. I mean, what you guys are saying that, you know, he might not be a max player, but he warrants max money. And I think Horford's a guy you got to hang on to for the long run, just for the veteran leadership with these young guys. And I think, you know, you saw him play a lot better in the playoffs than he played all of last year. And I think, you know, he hit that game winner against Toronto, and people forget about that. He's just solid, and I don't know.
Solid's a good term. I think we've been fair in that to where we say you got to look at the entire, you know, balance of it with him. But it's just, it's nights like the other night where it's just frustrating where, I don't know, Matt, it doesn't seem like Max guys, I don't want to say, he didn't check out either.
To tell me where the downside is of having Al Horford on the team. I've been waiting for that.
Is he playing through something?
Mike Flynn, you want to call? What's the downside? And what's the downside?
He's got five assists. He doesn't have 15 a game.
Uh-huh, I hear you. Yep. Listen, he sucked the other night. He took ownership of it. He was terrible. He had a terrible night.
Yeah.
His worst night in a Celtics uniform. No one is going to tell you otherwise, including Al Horford.
So who carries you more
and
in the next two games?
You know
games?
What? I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with criticizing Al Horford. He sucked the other night, okay? He did. I'm not trying to convince you of anything else. No one's defending the guy for his play since the All-Star break. Nobody.
Yeah. It just sucks, too, and this is what you bring Greg Monroe in for, too.
He literally threw the game away the other night.
Yeah, he said that.
Threw it away. where that ball was going, I don't know. I don't know what process went through his brain to arrive at that decision.
Sometimes you lock up, man.
Like, what?
Just, what?
Which, again, is a problem for him because he's touted as being what you said, Zo, the thinker, smart player, does the little things, helps other guys around him, helps other guys be better players, opens things up for other players. He's a facilitator.
But, right? But the problem in that league is
he's a guy that creates for other
guys.
You
need that, but you don't value that at a max contract.
Yeah, but you just heard a bunch of guys who are making max money. Is he a max player? Okay, maybe not in the tradition. Was he going to get that kind of money? Yes, he was.
Yeah. You could sit here and list.
I'm saying, if that's what you want to bitch about, tell me. That's why I'm asking that question, because that's why you're not a max guy. Fine. When has it gotten in the way for the Celtics? Let me know when it does. Let me know when that becomes a problem, when that is a downside. Call me when it happens. It hasn't happened yet. Even the Al Horford haters can admit they're better with him than without him.
Yeah, you have to. To be fair.
I don't give a crap about your, oh, they're 5-0. I've heard those. That's what you're using. Small samples. Makes no difference when he's not on the floor. He negatively impacted the team on Saturday. No doubt about it.
Where does it compare against real players?
Real players. What does that even mean?
Oh, I loved it. Because that's the way he felt after the game. That's the way he felt. That's exactly the way he felt. Angry. Gave that game away.
Oh, my God, that's freaking ridiculous. He's a damn all-star.
See? You're all-star? Money? Expectations?
Jonathan Worcester. Hey, John.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I get what ails Puka. On Friday, Puka was at another station as a judge for National Sub-Italian Grinder. And he was one of the judges. I think that's what ails him. Make sense?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Suggesting food poisoning?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't we do this too where he was, like, last year where he was supposedly seen at a certain place?
That was 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago.
Yep.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I looked it up.
Okay.
He's not wrong. He apparently took part in something with Hillman, where they pulled together a bunch of Italian sandwiches and he had to eat them to figure out which one was the best.
Which one had, which one was the man, like, you know, Hillman does the early show, right? Early.
Okay, but my point
would
be,
mayonnaise sitting out on the bread too long.
My question would be,
oh man, my stomach.
If that were true, wouldn't he be okay by now?
Day to day food poisoning?
Like, you're not day to day. It's still
like the tone of the caller. Like, you know.
Well, they didn't rule him out tomorrow night. It's not official. It just seems like they're indicating he's not going to be playing.
What if he does, though?
Where's your stomach?
Okay, if he does play,
mid-body injury,
then the Italian sub getting to him becomes a factor. Oh. That's when you can say, you know what?
Yeah. No, it's got legs.
You get that with hots or without?
No, I get the video pulled up. How many bites did he take?
Woo!
How many bites of the Italian sandwich did he have?
DNP, Italian sub.
Yes. I couldn't have. Never mind.
Those are no Jimmy minis there. Those make you feel good.
Where are ours on Friday, so?
Oh, yeah. I think weather was an issue on Friday.
Yeah, got in the way. John's in the car. Hey, John.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, John.
I feel like we have an ignorant fan base sometimes. I remember like 2 weeks ago when Al hit that turnaround fadeaway at the buzzer to win the game. He was the best player, and all of a sudden, you know, he was worth the money, and his fundamentals and his general IQ for the game were a net positive, and he was clearly a good decision. And you know, he has a bad night. Granted, national TV in a big game.
Yep.
What about Kyrie? Kyrie played one of the worst games I've seen him play in weeks. Certainly not to the caliber of what he's been playing lately. He just seems like a scapegoat. And
Kyrie's listed as out now. I mean, he's got, you know, it's the knee injury. So it just, you know, he didn't look at like himself the other night. And when you combine that, where both guys are not good, You know, you had a chance there to win that game, and as bad as it was, you're there at the end. I was even thinking, you know, Stephen's going to draw something up here in this last minute. You're going to get something here. It just didn't happen, and he threw the game away. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you know, if you hang on to this team every single second, you watch every, you invest, you probably have a different, you know, appreciation for Horford as opposed to people that, you know, watch it here and there.
Right.
Because you understand every single thing that he does. And there's a certain appreciation where he could be a different role player. That's the neat thing about him, and I give him credit for, is, you know, in that league where it's so star-centric, where you've got to have the ball, you've got to dominate, that he doesn't have to be the guy. He'll step back. He only have, you know, if there's nights he needs to take threes, he'll do it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Like, he understands his role. Maybe that's Stevens with him. I don't know. I don't know, $30 million, I just expect more. That's all.
I feel like the rebound and lack of a timeout call by Rozier was way more flagrant. And I don't know, it looked to me like he had called timeout there. Granted, terrible game, but terrible time to happen. I just don't – he's never been that player. He's a two-time national champion from a program that, you know, wasn't a major pro.
I don't know how that factors in now.
Coached by Billy Donovan, a great, great college coach.
I don't know how that matters now.
Yeah. Did he play Joakim Noah?
Just not sure how that's all relevant at this point in time.
Yeah. 4 days are gone. Or he's making money then, too.
617-779-0985. Did you watch the Oscars last night? You catch any of that, Sal?
I didn't know it was on. I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up and saw it on the news was referring to it. I had no clue that the Oscars.
Wow, you woke up late then.
I could care less about the Oscars. Could really care
I bet
less.
T-Bone watched. You think T-Bone watched? Bunch of Hollywood liberals.
Whoa. Right.
That's what T-Bone's back there grumbling.
Did a former basketball player win an Oscar?
Yeah, I want to get to that. There's a sports tie-in to last night.
This is why I'll never watch. I could give it a
There's a sports tie-in to what happened at the Oscars last night.
Literally.
I laughed out loud on my couch when this happened. That would be Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar. We'll touch on that also.
What world are we in?
Also, Sarge is going away with the wrestling gang again.
34 days.
A new spot. We'll talk about that next, too.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sarge, you watch the Oscars?
I saw the last hour.
Was Kobe in that hour?
Why'd he watch?
No. I just, you know, wanted to see who won Best Picture.
The outfits?
What?
The outfits? The dresses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big into fine talent there.
It's like it's become more of a fashion show than it has a
Nicole Kidman, how are you doing? Nicole Kidman.
I heard she looked terrible.
Oh, she looked great. I thought Sandra Bullock looked fantastic. If you like the older ones, too, Helen Mirren looked great. Look her up.
I'm noticing a trend here.
Sandra Bullock looked great. Oh, I know her Beatles going there.
Helen Mirren is 72.
Well, I'm just saying, if you like
weirdo.
The older ones, said they all look good. Everyone looked good last night.
I take the high road.
Anyway.
Wait, real quick. What's the last film you saw, Sarge?
really? The one with... actually, I saw Black Panther.
Oh, okay. So you're recent.
Yep.
Oh,
so
wow.
Dunkirk.
How was Dunkirk?
Dunkirk was probably one of the worst films I've ever tried to have. They had it on the plane.
It's very confusing.
One of the few ones, and everybody we've talked, like, where's this go? What is this? What's
yeah.
it about?
I mean, it's history. You know, Darkest Hour is really good. I saw that. That was excellent.
You're waiting for something. Just draw it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Home for the Holidays. Great movie. Wasn't in any consideration.
That, yeah.
Well, Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
His name, Will Ferrell.
Mm.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see.
Saw Spider-Man, was that Spider-Man 3?
Yeah,
was out
three,
this year,
yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
With Michael Keaton.
So
that was
more
movie.
Into, like, so, yeah. Daddy's Home Part
yeah,
2
Daddy's
than
home.
He
That's
is Dunkirk.
Home
Daddy's Home, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that movie,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't,
Exactly. Okay, hold on, we need to get to Kobe. Please
right,
play something from Kobe last night, Tom, if you could.
I don't know if it's possible. I mean, as basketball players, we're really supposed to shut up and dribble. But I'm glad we can do a little bit more than that. Thank you, Academy, for this amazing honor. Thank you, John Williams, for such a wonderful piece of music. Thank you, Verizon, for believing in the film. Thank you, Molly Carter. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And to my wife, Vanessa, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca, ti amo con tutto il mio cuore. You are my inspiration. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
You want to go first?
I'm going to go first. Kobe Bryant won an Oscar. Won an Oscar on the year, I should say, in the year of the Oscars for Me Too, Time's Up. What are the other?
Me Too is a big one.
Yeah, Me Too, Time's Up. I'm missing one. What's the other, the third one? Like campaign, there's another.
No More or something.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Though. Okay.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant won the Oscar last night. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was watching. I'm like, oh, there's no way they're going to give Kobe the Oscar here. Like, there's no way his movie's going to win. And then he won. And I'm like, what?
How insulting is that?
Wow.
How insulting is that?
He's always been so respectful of women. I couldn't believe it.
How insulting.
That's the kind of champion on a night like
to people involved in the film industry
is,
in Hollywood. Like,
holy smokes.
Like probably really good people that haven't done the bad stuff, but have been invested in film. All the great, think about producers, writers over the years that could have deserved an Oscar that never got one, but Kobe Bryant won an Oscar. What is this? What are we coming to?
I don't know.
Then he stands up there and tells you who his inspiration is. And I keep going back. I remember how documented that incident was and all the details of it.
Oh, he was arrested.
Oh, yeah.
He was arrested and charged with sexual assault. That's no laughing matter. I mean, it made me laugh out loud just because, like, nervous. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Wow. This is awkward. Apparently not for him.
Yeah.
No, 2003 was not that long ago when a 19-year-old accused Kobe Bryant of raping her. Said she was, remember, grabbed by the neck, and I won't get into more of the details on that.
Because it was very detailed.
I mean, it was a detailed allegation. And Bryant said that they were together, but that it was a consensual encounter. Right. Huh. Right. Then the accuser didn't want to testify in court, and that was the end of that.
Right. Who hosted? Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. He didn't have any jokes on this one? Or?
He also met, I mean, he put out a statement that would never fly today, in which he said, I now understand how she feels that she did not consent to this encounter.
That was nice.
Ooh.
What? Like, what?
Yikes.
What the hell does that mean? I understand.
It's almost worse that he won the Oscar because this is research.
Why she thinks it was against her will. I get it now.
In a weird way, in a bad way, like winning this Oscar is going to make all that old stuff and the way it's written and what you now know
totally
brought
agree.
Back to surface.
Totally agree. He
like
is
this
going
thing
to get,
was,
this case is now going to get new scrutiny and new attention.
Yes. Yeah, we're in a different time, different day now. Now you're going to bring more attention to it.
Has anyone gotten off easier for being accused of doing something bad than Kobe Bryant? Anybody in any walk of life, any arena, whether it be sports or entertainment or anything, has anyone gotten off easier in the court of public opinion than Kobe Bryant?
O.J. Simpson.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
no,
that's a murder.
Nah, no,
I did time, though.
Two murders.
Yeah,
it wasn't forgotten about.
You know the way you didn't forget about O.J. You forgot about Kobe.
Yeah, all right. All
okay,
right, I'll give you that.
No,
okay, all right, the way you forget. All right.
People made
Kobe continued to play. He had a charisma. He'd smile.
There are crazy people that think, you know, O.J. had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And that he was completely innocent and was framed. Okay? So it might be a split opinion. Yeah. But the majority, I would
he's
say
still
better
looking
than 50%, is very much aware, never forgot about O.J. Simpson. And every time they see him on television, they're repulsed by him. Kobe Bryant, how has he at all been hurt by the allegations against him?
Yeah, what did he win? Four rings after that?
What? It was like completely forgotten about him.
Last
Tiger Woods, okay? Tiger Woods.
Okay, there you go.
Was never accused of raping anybody, ever. Okay, but he obviously had infidelity issues in his marriage that he gets crushed for to this day.
That's a good point.
And he has suffered greatly as a result.
You look
professionally.
More, you look more down upon Tiger Woods than you do Kobe Bryant.
How did that happen? Like, how did that happen? I don't know how that happened.
Quickly, she took him back, and you're in a different day and age then. Like, this would never fly today.
I can't believe it did fly when it did, and I'm not saying it did because people were very much outspoken about Kobe Bryant when it happened. But it feels like...
this brings it all back.
Time healed all those wounds on that front.
It
was completely forgotten about with this guy.
Here's your Oscar, but we're going to reopen everything for you.
I don't think it has here. I don't think it has in Boston. Because we hated Kobe, we hated the Lakers. Outside of that one time they were chanting MVP at the Garden for him, which was disgusting. And that was before, I think, the... was that before or after the allegations? I think it was before.
Last thing I remember about Kobe Bryant is like him ripping up his Achilles and limping off the court and attempting to come back and just never the same player. And all he would do was shoot to try and score. And then now all you think about is this since last night. Oh.
I mean, I feel like Kobe was shredded here in Boston for a long time after that. And we think Kobe Bryant, dirtbag. That's what we think. And we called him out for all the fraudulence with the daughters. Yeah. Right, and had to make sure that they bring the camera down the tunnel every time with the wife and
that's
the dogs.
Right.
Remember that act?
Yeah, Vanessa
that
would be holding the
same.
Remember the diamond
ring?
The ring.
Yeah.
Yep. Here we go again.
The makeup present.
Let's bring it all up. Bring it all up again. It's kind of nice how he slid. He thanked everybody, and at the end, let me slide in for my inspiration. Wife Vanessa and my three kids. And let me show you I could speak another night. Slid all that in. Boom.
Hey, Zoe, Shape of Water won Best Picture. I have not seen it. You've definitely not seen it.
I don't even know what it is.
Do you think that we should watch it on purpose to give a review on the show?
I really don't want to waste my time.
I stayed up for it. I watched it. I'm like, man, this looks like the most bizarre movie ever.
Who's even in it or what's it about?
I don't know, but let's watch it. Will you agree to watch it?
The title is unique.
We will both watch it on the same night. We will then report back on the picture and tell you if it's any good.
You know what you got to do? Watch along with everybody. Live with Periscope and have live chats during the movie.
Not doing that.
Don't have time for
it. Let people talk about it.
Then you're all going to meet a certain place and do it all.
No, you do it on Twitter. Live chat.
How many shapes can water take? So you get the frozen state, you get the evaporated state.
Oh, those are those different shapes?
And it's liquid form.
As it runs? Three shapes, right? Snow. Rain.
Is it a nature film?
Water has
Bruce Lee in it.
Water has no shape.
Three forms of
water. Be
water. Solid, liquid, and gas.
It's the Brady thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Be water.
We're going to watch it. We're going to watch it.
How are we going to watch it?
I'll do like a book report.
Didn't Murray say there's some app you can watch?
I'm sure there is, yes.
All the current movies out
there. We'll find a way to watch it. It doesn't have to be tonight.
Is it still in the movies?
We'll find a way to watch the movie.
Okay.
And what's the name of it?
The Shape of Water.
Who's even in it?
I've never heard of it until last night.
Remember when the Oscars were like, it's like must-see TV?
You know what's playing?
What?
Coolidge Corner.
Oh, Murray.
Oh, man. We'll take Murray.
We could go one of those burger joints where they put the steak knife right through the burger, like with the egg drop on it.
Yes.
Fartsy.
Yes.
Go to a coffee shop before.
Yeah.
That totally comes with sweet potato fries or onion strings because they don't do onion rings there.
Yeah. Maybe they have their own ketchup that they make. They sit there and they put the tomatoes in a cheesecloth and they add their own brown sugar. They make their own ketchup. Ever hear that? Some of those really good burger joints, you know, really, really artsy fartsy ones, they make their own ketchup.
Okay, is the ketchup any good?
It's got a different taste to it. It's
like a spicy
one.
It's
a whole different.
It's tangy and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Like, there's a distinct taste difference between Hunt's and Heinz. I'm a big Heinz guy. I'll tell you what's great. I like Heinz 57. The steak sauce is my favorite.
I'd eat that one.
Underrated.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an underrated.
Everybody loves A1. Heinz 57.
Sarge, headlines. Cool?
Let's do it, buddy.
Good.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll be right back.
Just watching Scott Zolak watch the trailer for that movie, The Shape of Water.
I ain't watching this.
Come on.
Nope. Is this like Swamp Creature?
It is like a Swamp Creature.
Is it a horror movie?
It's like a merman. Half fish, half man.
What's a girl's name from Foxborough? What's her name? JoJo? She was a singer? Who was JoJo? What's her last name? Damn it. She was in a mermaid movie. Is this like a merman?
Yeah, JoJo, known as JoJo. Singer, songwriter, actress.
Aquamarine, I think, was the...
Ocean?
It was a good movie. Aquamarine.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll watch that movie. That's a nice beach movie. It's a little creepy, it looks. Yeah, I don't think we're going to do this.
No?
No. I haven't been to Coolidge Corner in a while.
What if we can watch it? You can watch it from the comfort of your living room.
I'd do it. I would. It's probably one of those three-hour deals. Like Dunkirk, I was done in 20 minutes. Told you. Done. Tom, what do you...
I just want you to watch the thing. There's nothing better than that.
It's going to be a top fiver. So it's going to be Hermes the Elf. What's the other one? Skomal.
Skomal. Irrational, but...
You know what's coming? Easter's coming. The Peeps. The Marshmallow Peeps.
You hate Peeps?
Like just candy corn. Like eating wax. And Shape of Water.
But you haven't watched Shape of Water.
I would watch Shape of Water thinking I'm going to see something frozen.
Why frozen?
Because of the name of the title, Shape of Water.
Okay, so...
Like Rudy. You watch Rudy, you know you're going to see Rudy running
Dunkirk,
down.
Dunkirk, you're out on.
Alt.
Okay, that was one of the Best Picture nominees. There were 9 altogether.
Shocker.
Shape of Water, you don't even want to watch.
Don't even want to watch. And this all happens in a year where Kobe Bryant wins an Oscar. So why should I want to watch this?
It's a two-hour movie, though.
Two-hour movie.
That's a long one.
Is there
Sarge, you've seen...
Is there subtitles?
You've seen Darkest Hour? Was that good?
Great movie.
Okay.
If you like American history, watch it.
Like, I had trouble getting through The Pianist. And then I watched it a second, third time, and I liked it. That Brody guy I thought was pretty
good. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That looks like a good one.
Yeah, I heard that's solid. I
haven't seen it.
What's the one with
the... only one I've seen on here is Get Out of the Best Picture nominees.
What's the one with Tom Hanks?
That's The Post.
Have you seen that?
I've not seen that.
Radio? Was that a radio movie?
Post. No, it's about the Washington Post.
The Al Horford movie? He played Al Horford in it? Post Up?
I don't think the reviews on that movie were very good, though, the Hanks movie.
Well, I had no idea it was out, and then I saw that he was in there with... We had a little segment.
That's good for
me. Yeah, you have to tell people because Maz just came in.
Right.
And Maz and Sarge are giving each other thumbs ups here in the studio. Good.
It's going to be airing later this week. Check the Twitter at Sarge95.
From what I can...
Blue check mark.
Does blue check mark mean anything anymore?
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's got blue check mark.
Nope, they don't.
Remember how hard it was to get a blue check mark?
El Prez does not have it.
Not because that's a thing now.
He doesn't have it. That's a fact.
I don't think he wants it now. I think he'd be more pissed if he got it now. Even though he'd throw it in everybody's face.
Sarge was telling us earlier that he's going on a big wrestling vacation again with the boys.
Yep.
New Orleans.
So Sarge is probably had more days off as far as vacation days than anybody else. He always goes on these trips. He's out to Vegas. Where else did you end up? Like
last year.
Comboed it to somewhere else. Was it Miami or?
No.
You had multiple stops.
Yeah, last year was Atlanta and then Charleston. And then also Vegas and then San Diego. Play golf at Torrey Pines.
Yep. Okay. So
play hard.
Sarge has done all this. And there's one city that has not made the rounds to.
Yep, breaking the ice to...
this is a good one to break the ice on.
To New Orleans.
Sarge has never been to New Orleans.
No.
How about anybody else? Anybody else on the trip been there?
Yep. Myself, the...
Wonger?
Yep. The Godfather, Andy Wong.
Yep. My man.
Director of Kalman Crew Operations, Jimmy Stewart. And Jeopardy! Joe Murray joining in this year.
It's a good-looking crew.
I'd say so, too.
Everybody have their own rooms?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yep.
How far is this? What we're talking about here is WrestleMania.
The duration?
34 days till WrestleMania, what number, 35?
34.
34.
Yeah, crazy, huh?
Will you see The Undertaker?
I hope so, but it doesn't look like it right now, though.
You going to WrestleCon?
Of course. Yep. Oh, you ready for this one? WrestleMania Sunday, me, Jimmy, and Andy are meeting Stone Cold Steve Austin.
316 kind of.
That's right, baby. Yep. Thought of you right away, Zo. Yep. You like that?
Wow.
Yep.
How is that happening?
Well, we...
Connections, Andy.
No. That was...
Sugar Daddy?
That was...
Donation?
Yeah, you know. But we had to buy exclusive tickets to that. He only signs like once every 10 years. So we get a strike while the iron's hot. We're doing it. So exclusive window.
More importantly, hell with all the wrestling talk. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in New Orleans? Like,
I've never been there. You guys are trying to give me some good restaurants and destinations.
Can I give you the best advice?
Eat at Mother's every day.
No. Don't go to the wrestling.
Gasper told me that.
My best advice would skip your little convention and go enjoy the town.
Well, Andy and I get there a day early, so we're going to do that Thursday and a Friday. The meat and potatoes of it is Saturday, Sunday.
I'd spend less time in a convention center chasing
Saturday
guys
night?
Around in tights as opposed to...
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night, we're going to an independent show, the Ring of Honor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're going to waste a Saturday
Rhodes.
Night in New Orleans.
No, but we'll be done.
Going to an independent wrestling show.
It's going
to
be done.
Cody Rhodes and a real Mike Bennett.
You guys are killing me.
Going to be done by 10.
Okay. So, that's not too bad.
That's fair.
Is Maria Kanellis in that one?
She's pregnant.
So she won't be in that one.
No, she's due, I think, in April, actually. Anytime.
Of course. You're very good friends with Mike and Maria.
Yeah, they're big fans of you.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, good people.
Good people. They've always come up to the box, said hi to them. And So you're going to be doing that instead of something else on a Saturday night.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we're very excited.
So Bill Jay Parcells, when we played in the Super Bowl 96-97, first thing going to New Orleans.
Yep.
He had a diagram of Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And he had everything quarantined off, and there were certain the amount of gas lamps, it's called the gas lamp district. There's a certain street you don't go past.
Oh boy.
At 10 p.m. or later. And we were restricted to only a certain place within the French Quarter. And he knew we were gonna go to Bourbon Street, and nobody was allowed, I think, south of this one street, forget the damn name of it, but bad things happen. Some bad things happen. You gotta be careful, kid.
Nothing good happens after midnight, right?
It's traveling groups.
Yeah. And wallet in the front pocket? Is that the word on the street?
What, pocket rocket?
Well, you know.
What did he say?
You got something for takeaway, Sarge?
No, but I will. I'll have something we didn't even talk about today. How's that for you?
All right, fine. Bye. Do it next.
All right.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight today. Check them all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sarge, did you figure out what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk about this today, but I'll tell you right now.
I don't know why we would.
Well, you're going to be hearing about it. You're going to be seeing it.
Why would I hear about it?
Because it's the commish. The commish of the NFL, Roger Goodell. You know, in association with the NFL Combine happening this week. The commish ran a 40.
This is such a new and neat concept since Rich Eisen took this thing by the you-know-whats.
Yep. Oh, there he is. There is Rich Eisen right there.
He does it every year.
There you go.
So this guy is such an outside-the-box thinker, meaning the commissioner of the National Football League.
There you go. That's a softball for you.
This is pretty cool.
Also, not the first time Goodell has done this.
Oh. Mm. Well, he did it again today. And here's
what did he do?
He ran it in the hallway of the NFL headquarters. Tom, here we go. So I'll give you the play-by-play, running down the hall in a full suit. Crowd cheering, of course, kissing butt to the boss. 5-4-1. Wow, 5-4-1, 40 for Commissioner Goodell.
Riveting.
Sounds like a fun work environment.
Hey, listen to what he says. Piece of cake. Get out of here. Running all the way down there like he's ready to suspend Brady again.
Such a new concept.
Yeah. Fraud.
You know, I love those old people standing up in their cubicles, clapping and patting him on the ass as he walks by. Reminds me of Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. where Griswold comes in, kiss your ass,
screw you,
kiss his
screw you, kiss your ass, kiss his ass, all that.
Kind of the same setting. It's a good one there, Sarge.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it, so I wanted to get it out there.
Tell you what, he's dropped some weight, though.
He does look okay.
He looks like...
I'll give you another combine thing today. You want another combine?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here's my takeaway. Bill Belichick crashing the booth at the combine this morning. That would be the TV booth.
Another unique one.
There was a time when these broadcasts had, you know, specials, and then you cut away, and you miss a whole drill or half the 40 or whatever. I mean, now it's, you know, virtually see every guy do everything, and it's great. It's really, you guys do a great job. And again, you know, it's and the guys that you're working with, you know, I hear them saying, well, you know, need to go back and watch this game against Oliver, and need to go back and watch this game against Elsie, you know, and no, that's great information, because you don't always get to do that. And like I said, what, you know, the depth that you cover this event and cover the college draft and the way you put it together with like what teams need and how these players fit differently from team to team based on their skill set, it's really great. A lot of insight.
Well, I want to say this. I'd be completely surprised us from stopping in again. But
well, Rich, I wanted to wait until I want to take advantage of this opportunity and get the top ratings.
The more I think about this, the more I think this is complete hogwash.
Oh, it's grabassery, yeah.
Hogwash.
But he's telling you something, too, though. But, you know, he's there and they...
Is he suggesting that NFL teams are watching the combine coverage to find guys?
I think he's telling you, I go back after it and I watch the coverage because there's something that I'll miss. Because you're sitting there and you're watching it in real time and you're doing it through your binoculars. This is typical Belichick. He'll go back and digest it again and watch. Do what I did. Watch 6 hours of it over the weekend. Because you get it all. You see the way a guy moves, the way they slow it down. You can't see that through your binoculars.
No. It's one thing to say that you guys capture every guy's drill on tape. It's something to be like, well, when you tell me to go back and watch the game against Auburn, like, I needed that. Like, what is your scouting department for? What, you're looking to draft a guy and your scouts didn't
pull on
tapes? But
he's like, what I miss? I think he's always looking like, what did I miss? What's the next layer here? But it's pretty unique coverage, though. It is in depth. They don't say the same thing about every guy. You got to be able to mix it up. Like I said, if I did that, I'd be exhausted at the end of the day.
Commissioner had a better timing than Eisen. 5.97 for Rich. Commissioner got a 5.4.
Rich looks a little slow this year.
Yeah, he does. Ooh, boy.
See, the best thing is they superimpose the other guys. You know, like, say, Griffin, who ran a 4.38.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, Rich is getting smoked. Look at these. Oh, wow. Look, they get all the Eisens from other years kind of synced up at the same time. Yeah, he looks a little thicker this year.
Oh, boy.
The green room's pretty good there. Well, my turn for takeaway?
Yeah, go ahead.
Might as well do it. We only have 5 minutes left on our show. So the anti-Al Horford crowd taking a victory lap started yesterday with Mike Flynn on with Johnson and Flynn, and he got into it with Sean Silver, who rides a bike. Here.
He needs to make more plays in setting picks. You know that.
I agree with that. He does need to make more plays.
Well, what does he do then? Talk me out of it. Talk me up a little.
So you're using the positionless team thing, but there's not another person at his height in the league who can occupy that space on the floor and does what he does.
What does he do?
He is third among centers in assists. He is number one. Number
one. He has five assists. You cannot compare him to a center. this is a centerless league. Who gives a crap if he's a center? Five assists?
He is number one.
Oh, my God. That's freaking ridiculous. He's a damn all-star. Where does he compare against real players? Not against Joe Jabonis that's a seven-foot guy, turkey guy. Who is he?
No.
Stop.
No.
Jokic, I don't care what he does
Cousins,
compared to centers.
Gasol,
this is the worst league. This is the worst league ever for centers. This NBA doesn't have centers. Compare him to real basketball players. Go ahead.
I just mentioned three of them. Nikola Jokic, DeMarcus Cousins, Marc Gasol. That's the only other comps that he has for assists.
Jokic, much better pass. Could do way more things. Gasol, way better player. He could score. He could rebound. He could pass.
For big men, he is number one in the league.
Five assists. He doesn't have 15 a game.
In three-point shooting. Number one in the league in three-point shooting.
Oh, my God. He takes, like, two a game, one three a game. Point. Slow clap.
Flint should do that every show.
He was talking about
Al Horford every show. I don't even think Johnson spoke.
He was laughing.
Get the number coming back in the text line. When was the last time we checked the text line?
We don't have it anymore.
We still don't have it or no?
No. Good. I think it was a septic tank.
I got a I got an email from a listener.
Oh, boy.
Oh, email of the day? Or
Derek. Derek chimed in.
What'd he say?
On one of my Horford points from earlier. Saying, Horford has gotten in the way of plenty of trade scenarios. Trust me. I wish I could tell you who I was, but I can't. You would believe me if you knew who I was. You can just say an anonymous source told you.
Does he work here?
Get it out before Adrian lets the whole world know. Guessing he means Woj with a Woj bomb.
Wow. That's an insider there.
Yep.
Is it Jay Stu?
And then he emailed a second time with the little...
Jimmy from Newton?
Winking smiley face.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Email of the day.
He knows. He knows. This guy knows. If he could reveal himself, I'd believe him, is what he's saying.
Mm.
I would say reveal yourself and I will protect your identity.
Derek.
Derek. I will protect your identity as an anonymous source.
Lifshitz.
You just got to tell me who you are.
Oh,
you just
got
to prove who you are. That's
good
all.
Call.
And we'll buy this and we'll buy your Horford crap. That's what we'll buy.
Is he a Horford guy or not? He is.
Yeah, he is. He loves him.
He is.
And think about that.
Danny Agri, call screener. What's your point about Big Al? I guess you forgot about that game 5 last year in the playoffs where it's 21-17.
That's your Pharrell voice.
Yeah, they're the same. Like Pharrell's, he's still on, right?
yeah, he is, as far as I know.
Yeah.
After the Vulture.
I don't get the top 100 rankings anymore of all the shows. You know, so. Vulture. Vulture will be snapping at it. What time's he on today?
You hear any of the Vulture with the head coach of the Revs on Friday night?
Oh. Heard about it. What happened?
He can even get into it with the Revs guy. I mean, I love it. I mean, there's nobody better.
He's unbelievable.
Nobody better. He went negative. He went after the Revs head coach. It was great.
Little teaser right before their season.
Freaking awesome.
On the pitch.
I don't give a crap about the Revs. I was sucked in.
Jones.
I listened to that whole damn interview.
Spent an hour with Jones. Darkest hour of your life.
Jones needling the Revs coach about Lee Wynn and his contract and when he was coming into camp. It was freaking great. Absolutely great.
It's good prep work.
Adam Jones, hell of a guy. Hell of a host. We're back tomorrow at 10.